Shambraganda namano kahora baka diga da. Here, I can tell. Shambraganda rope reke eke shokoto. Shambraganda. Zegrabon rabada de esa kara rabaka sister be. Sekara rababa roda baha yara rabohu rabada de eka. Hasapara kentele kahatara rabaka roboko shagarabaka. Mandra sakete de beke esakete. Samprakaya. Bregadon, 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 bregadon. Zekera rabaka sister rabaka sasa. Zobra goto rora broko tora deke heke haka 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 ha. Oh, rashehe, handen, enden, dumba, frase, stay. Zefe para katara de oro, rada. Atikaron sefrande de de ekasa. Zebe toko rora boko rabaha sekede. Zobra gata sekete ko rababa sekede. Zebe orobo sokoto rabadaskete kashkarada. Zombraganda redebeke orobo koseste redebeke eseke debe. Zeke rabadodo oshketete dede teke teke takatara rabakasa. Zeke robodoshke laprakoto tokoro vodoshkata. Zambrum bombrain dede diakasa taba. Ha zabrakasi si si atahara rabakasa si ste aroboko shekete sekede rebeke aroboboko shokoto aroboko sosolaboko zebre eshakor rabadara diyeko horababababo shokodo si prekatara rabaka arobadara diyeko hosa zeare diya si si ata zeare rabako shekere rabako sste rabakasa Zea rabba baba roma ne de eco ho rabba bacasa stebacasa. Cosi elebrende. Sebri azabra cataraba. Sebri gidish. Sebri dish casso cotta. Sebri kosha tararaba rondo de la bocosa. Conse chiara de bacasa si. Sessa. Where is everybody? Zobregede de Eshkara Rabakasa. Ziara Rababa Hoshekara Rababakosa. Hallelujah. Good morning. Praise the Lord. It's Victory Dawn is here. Victory Dawn is here. So, Mrazigidi and Particle System. So, we kick off this evening, this Victory Dawn that we've been preparing for. And as you all know, we're having a prayer in the sanctuary beginning at 6. I don't know what time the door is going to open. Have you seen that anywhere? 5:30. So doors open at 5:30. And I'm beseeching all of you to be there if you're not serving in another capacity during the Victory Thon. And, of course, if you can, wear black and white. That's what our colors are for a lot of reasons. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. And so. And you just had to ask me a question. Yeah. No, I just kidding, Miss Charlotte. No. Yeah, whatever you want to. That's beautiful. For you, that's fine.
I've got some of
that. Yeah, but if you want to wear whatever, as long as it's black and white, that'll be beautiful. But what you're wearing is pretty. You good? You can ask as many questions as you want to. Okay, so how your prayer conference call's been going? I haven't been able to get on any of them. Good. Yeah. I tell you what I have been able to do There's some really, really powerful prayers in Ohio that get on with Marcia every morning. And I hear from them. They are in Pastor Caminetta's brother-in-law church. And so they text me every day about how wonderful the 6 a.m. call is. So thank you, Marcia. Are you the one doing that one? Yeah, thank you. So I hear. So don't be on there doing strange stuff because I'll hear about it. So anyway, praise the Lord. So I have other things on here like prayer training, which I don't want to talk about. I just want to get the victory thrown over with. And then we'll reconvene and talk about that. But I do want to pray this morning. You know, it's going to be, this is a moed of God. And so God put it in Pastor Cherry's heart last week to go to different departments, especially those that are directly touching the Victory Throne, which will be our department, amen, because we're the call center, and of course, we're going to be doing phone calls. So it was amazing. She came down and ministered to us and had prayer, but one of the things she was talking about was praying for utterance. Have you heard that enough around here? So it just, and I'm not saying it to brag on me, because if my responsibility in this position is to hear God. And so I know what to do that. And so I know when you see me up here and think, oh, my gosh, she's praying for utterance again. Well, the Lord told me back in 2014 when I was at Paul O'Brady's church getting ready to preach, he said, you can never pray for utterance enough. And so now I believe us praying in tongues has taken it to another dimension, if you will. And so we're going to keep doing that even today. I don't know how much part of it. But, you know, see, last week we had that amazing praying tongues and interpretation last week, you know. And so it, all of these are those manifestations of praying in other tongues. You know, you'll come to a place where you have, you know, utterance. You have it. You know, you have interpretation. You don't have to pray for interpretation. In fact, I don't want you praying for interpretation. I want you praying in tongues. Because if you're doing it enough, interpretation will come. You know, because what happens if you start to pray for, you know, I know the scripture says pray that you interpret, but this is not our mission. That was not the direction I gave you. The direction I gave you was to pray in tongues. So you do that and stick with it. Because, you know, like I said, I would like to see you get so efficient at praying in tongues that utterance, the interpretation just automatically comes up. That's the higher way, you know. But then, you know, so I want to stay, get back. So I just said that there's a little, I won't charge you for that one. But I just want to encourage you. I want to point out things to you because this is the side of prayer I think people don't get in the body of Christ. They get people come together praying, but they don't ever get these dynamics, if you will, or these intricacies of prayer that they need to know. You know, and that's why I stop and say, okay, you see this? This what this is, because to me, that makes it well worth it. That makes it more, you know, because prayer is this intangible thing, more than tangible, right, most of the time. So it helps me when the Holy Spirit will give us an operation, you know. And I have a really an amazing one to share with you that happened last week. Holden was there. I wish Jacob was here. But I'm sitting in my office, and it was 5:13 because I looked at the time on my computer. What day was it? Tuesday. And so Soon is here. He was there. Soon Kami and Jacob were in my office. And so I started getting this sick feeling in my stomach. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. I don't like that. So I did my checklist. Is it Aaron? Nope, what Aaron? Oop, is it me? One me. Oops, this is the nation. Oops, what the nation? Victory Throne. You know? And so, and Jacob's like, ma'am, are you okay? Do we need to pray? I said, well, Jacob, I said, do you remember several months ago when I had that awful feeling in my gut and you and Paul were in my office? I said, I have that same kind of thing again, and I believe it's the Victory-thon. So he said, okay, ma'am. He grabbed the chair up. He said, let's pray. I said, okay. So he and Sue and I began to pray in tongues. We just began to pray in tongues. So so wasn't too long after that, Holden texted me. I didn't know. I wasn't even conscious of anything. You know, I just, you know, I was in the spirit, but it's not like I was trying. You know what I'm saying? I was just in the spirit. So now I'm not conscious. I'm at work. Although I am at work and sitting at my desk, I'm not conscious. I'm thinking about people. So Holden texts me and said, can I come join you guys? I'm like, of course. And he comes in. So we continue to pray in tongues, come pray in tongues. And we were getting all kind of words. And so then time. Now it's 5:30. It's 5:45. It's 6. I don't know what time Zuri came knocked on the door, but Rebecca Mills sounded. Well, she was here this morning. Where is she? And so Rebecca was already outside waiting to see me. Come tell that, Zuri, because you can tell it. Because I'm praying that now she doesn't know what I'm praying about. Obviously, she can hear us praying in there, but she comes. Tell it.
Okay, so. Okay, can you hear me now?
All right, King. We've got to wait on the King now.
Hello?
Okay, okay, there you go.
So I was praying at my desk because I didn't want to interrupt the whole prayer of the purpose of the prayer. And Rebecca comes up to me because she was already going to speak with Miss Iva that evening. And she comes to my desk and she tells me, what are we praying about so I could join you in prayer? I told her, I don't know what we're praying for. I just know we have to pray. And we're praying right there in the little hallway in the little chairs outside of Miss Iva's office. And then I see Holden open the door. So I'm like, okay, we should probably go in there. And so I just bring Rebecca in there. And as soon as Rebecca goes in there, her and Ms. Iva make a sort of spiritual eye contact. And you could see them just receiving from each other the spirit of tongues and interpretation between them.
Yeah, so did Rebecca say that she had something in her spirit about the Victory-thon?
That's yes. What I wanted to point out. Okay, so she had wanted to talk to Ms. Iva already about the Victory-thon, an unsettling in her about the Victory-thon. She didn't want to declare anything about it going on, but she just wanted to speak to her because the Lord was speaking to her about that.
So you see that operation, right? So he's working on Rebecca. She's back there out on the floor at her desk. I'm at my desk. Now I got Holden. So then she and Rebecca join us, and we kept praying and kept praying. Did anybody else at that time? So it's Zuri, yeah. So all of us, we're praying in tongues. We're getting all kind of words, and somebody's writing them down. And one of the things I prayed over, I know, was the power plant again. I had prayed over our power plant before. I know 2 weeks ago, Mary Lou's a witness in soon. Well, maybe, I don't know if you was in that prayer group. Yeah, but Mary Lou was there, so you see what's happening. So then Thursday, we're praying. We're getting all kind of things. We're just, really, the Lord was just helping us take care of some things in the spirit, but we prayed over the power grid, over our computer systems and what have you. And so we kept praying and we kept looking at each other like, oh, it's still there, you know. I just can't get it out. So I'm like, I knew, and my flesh kind of, my mind kind of started messing with me like, oh, God, this means that I'm going to have to go home. I'm not going to sleep. Anytime I ever have that, I have to pray. I can't have that sick feeling until I pray through. But then my spirit was saying to me, it's not for you to pray through by yourself. It's for you to keep praying right here. And so I kept praying. And when I say we all were still there praying. And I just couldn't get a release. And so by the time now, you know, my natural body I'm aware of it because I need to take a bathroom break. And so we came to a place. By this time, it was almost probably 6:30. And but all of a sudden, before I got up to go take a break, I saw Mr. Evans come in the office and stand at the door, close the door and just stand there. That's what I saw. So I said to the group, I said, hey, I'm going to go to the restroom. I need Mr. Evans in here. I don't know what he's going to do when he get here, but I saw him stepped into the office. I feel the Holy Ghost. And so I went to the restroom, came back, and true enough, Jacob had, you know, gone to get him for me. She said he'll be here. So we kept praying. couldn't get that feeling to go away. Of course, by this time now, it's dissipating some, but it's not totally gone. You got to, unless the Lord tell you to pick it up another time, then you got to keep praying. And so I knew that just because the Lord's been gracious to teach me over the years. And so we kept praying, we kept praying, we kept praying. And then Mr. Evans, I guess, what, 15 minutes later, he stepped in just like I saw him. He stepped into the office, closed the door. And I said, sir, I don't know. I just saw you standing there. I said, and then the Holy Spirit just said to say, I said, I need leverage. When I said that, boom, and we all took off in tongues in unison. Again, and we prayed and we prayed, and I never opened my eyes. I feel the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's heavy. I never opened my eyes except for the Lord said, I want you to open your eyes. I'm going to show you something. So I opened my eyes, and everybody's eyes were closed. I closed my eyes back, and I think we prayed in tongues maybe another 10 minutes, and all of a sudden we said, boom, we stopped. Everybody was clear. It was clear. I just needed him. I don't know what that represented. I kind of know a little bit about it just from past experience, but I'm not assuming, so I won't talk about it, but I needed leverage. I needed leverage. And so whatever he was carrying, help us pray that thing through. And so these are these operations. And see, the more we pray in tongues like we are, the more we're going to see this, and it's going to become more prevalent among us and out there. That's where I want to see it, with pastors, you know, Pastor George and Terry. But so Friday, I was out and about running errands, getting ready for just doing things I know I had to get done because I know what this next 4 days is going to be like. And Jacob, I saw a missed call from Jacob, and I had missed a call from Ethan Cerrone, who is our maintenance manager here on the property. And so I called Jacob back, and so he said, did you talk to Mr. Cerrone? I said, no. He said, he called you to pray about the power plant. So I thought, we already prayed about the power plant, you know. So, and I called Ethan. We phone tagged all day. I never did get back because I want to, you know, out of honor calling back. But listen, we get out ahead of it. And the more we pray in tongues, the more we're going to be out ahead of it. So now, and so this is going to help me segue into what I want to talk about today. And that is this futuristic element of the Holy Spirit. This anointing that shows us things to come. Now, what most of us think is that we have to sit around and wait till a prophet or somebody to come tell us the future. Well, that's good. That's a prophet's place. But then there is this operation of the Holy Spirit where he shows us things to come. He said it in John 16:13. He said, he, the Spirit of Truth, Amplified Classic Version said, he, the Spirit of Truth, the truth-giving Spirit, when he come, he'll come to you, and he'll disclose, he'll unveil, let me just read it, because I don't want to mess it up, but even though that power plant wasn't like, oh my God, but that was the futuristic anointing of the Holy Spirit at work during our prayer time, because something was going to take place in the near future, like Lynn Hammer said, your future doesn't have to be like, oh, you know, there are coming something in 2025. It could be when we walk out this door today. It's the future if it's not now, right? Okay. And so, but I thought, wow, Lord. And I told you last week about the manifestation right with Pastor, when Pastor Terry was in Australia, how that day when Mary Lou, we were in that group, we were praying. And I tried to pray about something. I tried to wait on to pray about something that Friday prayer. The Lord interrupted me twice. Did he not, Mary Lou? And you were there. And the Lord interrupted me. I said, wow. I said to the group, he interrupted me twice. So I better not wait till Friday because what he was talking to me about was something we normally pray at Friday prayer. But the Lord interrupted me twice. And I thought, well, I guess I better not wait till Friday. I better take care of it right now. And so, and don't record this part, but what it was, we